Okay, so just one ha'ara. Hopefully you had a chance, if not now, to be mashlim, and we start from the Mishnah, but hopefully you had a chance to do the Gemaras in between. There's a bunch of agat. If you didn't, it would be nice to finish that when you have a chance. But just one ha'ara. I was going to say a shir on this, but it's really all over the place, and it's not so focused on this particular parak. But just look at one moment, the Tosas rather, Mem Beis Amud Beis, just an important ha'ara here. And Tosas there says that the last Tosas in the Masech happens to be. They point out they couldn't find any other Tosfos on this Masechta. Mipnei Hashem v'chol kinuyav munachim v'aron. Hashem, Hashem, and all the other names of Hashem were placed in the Aron. And quote the Tosefta that says, Ki Hashem elokeichem haholech imachem ze Hashem, anosin v'aron, that was placed in the Aron Kodesh, shenemar v'ishlach osam Moshe v'gomer, melame she'a pinchas meshuch mechama, which is also interesting. It's Rashi, this week's Parsha, mentions this as well. Pinchas is a meshuch mechama, which is the sig we spent last week on. And then he writes, V'chli HaKodesh Zeh HaAron. Tanakama Tosefta writes that the Klei Kodesh gets a reference to the Aron. V'yesh Omrim, they're those who say, Elu Bigde Kahuna, Shenemar U Bigde HaKodesh Asher Li Aron. No, when it says Klei Kodesh is referring to Bigde Kahuna. So there's a machlokes here in the Tosefta. Is Klei Kodesh referring to the Aron or referring to the Bigde Kahuna? And the Mitzvah Eisen in the back, he says, perhaps what the Tanakama holds, the fact that the Tanakama says Klei Kodesh is referring to the Aron and not referring to the Big Day Kuna. So Mitzvah on the right, this is on Daf Mem Gimel Amin Aleph. He says, Yesh Lefarish time of the Tanakama, the Lo Sphir Leka Yesh Omer, they don't hold to the Yesh Omer, Mishum the Big Day Kuna Tach Shidheim Velo Kli. That the Tanakama holds that you can't call the Big Day Kuna a Kli Shari, it's a Tach Shid, it's an ornamented. It's a decoration. It dresses them up. That's not called the Kli Sharis. So there's a big machlokas in the Rishonim, the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Nun Dalid. Tosas there on the Gemara and the Ritva there. Whether or not Big Day Kuna is considered a Kli Sharis or not Kli Sharis. Tosas writes that a Big Day Kuna is called Kli Sharis. And just like a Kli Sharis, if one were to be Mo'el, get Mi'ila, violate it's a Mi'ila on a Kli Sharis, you could be Mo'el after many times. In general, once you're mo'el one time, you violate mila, you can't be mo'el anything afterwards. By kli, that which is a kedushas damim, once you're mo'el once, there's no mila afterwards. But that which is a kli sharis, and kedushas guf, you could be mo'el multiple times. So there Tosa says that Big Day Kuna is called the kli sharis, and you could violate mi'ila multiple times. And he explains the Gemara, he has some okimt in the Gemara there. The Ritva there argues and says, no, Big Day Kuna is not a Kli Sharis. It's a Tachshit Ba'alma. And once you're Mo'el once, you can't be Mo'el a second time. That's a big machlokas there. There are a number of other nafkamis that come up, but it's all over the place, different places in Shas. But that this is important Tosos. That seems to be what Tosos is arguing about, according to the Mitzvah Esa. Fine. So now today's Sugya is about the Kohen who goes out to Melchama. And this also happens to be in this week's Parsha, works out very nicely that way, where the Rashi points out, when it says in the Pasuk, in Lechol Matos Yisrael, that's referring to its Lirabos Shevet Levi, that Shevet Levi also was Tishchul Tzava. They went out to the army, they went out to fight. And the Sifsei Chachamim points out that there's a Havamina, that maybe Shevet Levi shouldn't go out to fight because they have no Chelek Baretz. It's not part of them. They're not conquering the land, they don't own the land. Why should they fight? Kamashalan, they're fighting anyways. So that Kamashalan could be that they fight in general, or it could be that they're fighting this particular battle against Midian. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit at the end of the week, about the different types of Milchamos. But either way, the Levim went to battle. They went to fight, according to Rashi's understanding. And that seems to be supported by a number of Gemaras. The Gemara we talked about last week a bit, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chaf Alpha Mabez, which asks the question, whether Kohen is a mutter b'yifas tohar. Is a Kohen mutter b'yifas tohar? So the Gemara says, is that a chiddushu, and therefore it's a chiddush that anyone should be allowed with a yifas tohar? Doesn't make a difference, lo shna Kohen, lo shna Yisrael. Maybe Kohanim have a higher standard because they have mitzvos yiserus. But the very fact that this question is being asked, whether Kohen's mutter b'yifas tohar, is of the assumption that a Kohen does go to battle. A yifas tohar is not mutter when there's no battle. It's not mutter to anyone who's not fighting in the battle. It's only mutter to those who are going out to Muhammad. So it must be Kohanim are going out to fight. Part of Shevet Levi, they go out to war, just like Rashi says in this week's Parsha. And the Rambam brings this down the halacha, that although there's a machlokus in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, whether or not, in fact, a kohen is mutter, b'yifas Torah or not, the Rambam paskins like Rav, that the kohen is mutter, b'yifas Torah. So we see that the kohen goes to war. And that's our Mishnah here as well, in Masechta Sota, Dav Mem Gimel, where it goes through all the different psukim that the Mashiach Melchama says, and those who could be chozer Melchama, will talk next couple of days about Chanukah Habayis as an example. He was not Mechanech Habayis, so whether or not, how that works. And of those who don't go back, is a Kohen Gadol who's married to an Almana, with this in Isseder Aisa, and a Kohen Hedyot who marries either a Grusha or a Chalutza. These two don't go back, implying that if there's a Kohen goes to battle, Kohen goes to fight. So that's what the proof is from this mission, that a Kohen does in fact go to fight. Now we're going to learn tomorrow that the Kohen and Chalutza to Kohen is only an Isser midirabanan. So why is that an example of a person who goes back or doesn't go back from Mechama? We'll talk about tomorrow a bit about Chalutza to the Kohen Hedyot. Either way, we see from the Mishnah here in Sota that a Kohen does go to battle, like the Gemara in Kedushin implies as well, like Rashi says in this week's Parsha. And the Rambam paskins that way as well, that a Kohen who's married to a Grusha Chalutza does not go back, does not go to Mechama, implying that they are part of the Parsha, Kohanim are part of the Parsha of Mechama. And that, of course, leads to the question. The question whether Rambam is Mechadesh on his own in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel Halachi Beis. And there the Rambam writes, V'lama lo zacha Levi benachlas Eretz Yisrael u'bebizaso im achiv. For what reason was the Shevet Levi not zocha to have any chelik ba'aretz, and they don't get any of the spoils of war? Mipnei shehuvda la'avodas Hashem l'sharso l'horos drachav ha'yisharim mishpatav ha'tzadikim l'rabim. Very nice Rambam, he quotes from the Pesukim that they have to serve Hashem, they have to give guidance and leadership and pave the ways and the paths of the proper judgment. Shenemar Yoru Mishpatech Yaakov Esarachli Yisrael. Nefikach, therefore, Huvdalu Midarchei Olam. They've been separated from the world of Gashmius, the physical world. Lo Orchin Mechama Kishar Yisrael. They're not part of the army like the rest of Am Yisrael. Lo Nochlin, Lo Zochin La'atman Bekach Gufan, Lahem Cheil Hashem. They're the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar Beruch Hashem Cheilo. We are the Chelek of Hashem. We are separate from the world of Gashmius. That's Shevet Levi. And then the next Rambam is the famous Rambam, where not only Shevet Levi, but anyone who so feels that they're connected and have a Cheshek and a Taiva to learn, to dedicate their life to Limud Torah, certainly should. And they also, according to many, would be exempt from fighting in the war. Now, that's the case of Shevet Levi, unequivocally, are pater from war. And they don't have any land. They're not Orchin Mechama. So how can we see the Gemara in Kedushin that entertains that a Kohen Nifas Torah does perhaps have a Heter? And there are Paskins, he does have a Heter. And we find that a Kohanim by Orchin Mechama, by the Kohen Gadol and Amana, the Kohen Hedyot, the Grusha and the Chalutza. That is the question. And just as a side point, it's a fascinating shaila here, but not for now. The Chelik Baretz, we know that the Levim do get Chelik Baretz. They get Ari Miklat. They get Ari Miklat. There are 48 cities, 42 and 6 cities that are separate, and there are many discussions whether or not that's considered the chelek and nachla, or not considered the chelek and nachla. The Rambam paskins, based on the Gemara and Makos, that although the 42 cities are not owned by them, they don't collect rent. If they were to lend, rent out their houses, in the 6 cities, they do have full ownership, and they could charge rent, according to the Rambam's understanding, for those who are living in their property. So they do have a certain chelik baretz. And the Rambam paskins, they could do vidu meiser, they could say mikra bikurim. You have to own land in order to say vidu meiser. You have to own land in order to do mikra bikurim. And the Rambam writes, based on the Mishnah, that Ari Migrash, which is Ari Miklat, without going through the distinctions right now, they own property. They can, in fact, do vidu meiser, they could do mikra bikurim. The Rambam also writes, so here the Rambam says they don't get any chelik baretz. He does not acknowledge the Ari Miklat as being under their ownership. So that's a general discussion, not for now, but just to keep in mind, this does weigh in this particular Rambam. Either way, the question becomes, if the Rambam holds that the Kohanim Shevet Levi, lo orchin milchama kishar Yisrael, how come there are Gemaras and the Rambam himself does indicate that they would go to battle, namely Eish HaShifas Tawar, and also the case of the exceptions of the Kohen Gadol, Amana, Grush V'Chalutza, the Kohen Hedu. So we have three answers that are brought down. Now, before we get to the three answers, we also saw the Mordechai last week. Mordechai, who dealt with a very fascinating question about a Tanai, a Get Aide Tanai, whether or not that would make an Eishes Kohen a Grusha, and he can't stay married to her. And there the Mordechai was very clear and a very difficult understanding, but he was very clear that a Kohen does not go to battle. How he learned the Gemara in Kedushin was very, very difficult. We'll see the Birkei Yosef, how he explains it. But the Kohen does not go to battle, otherwise it would have been pushed in the Gemara Kedushin that, of course, a Kohen can marry Ishvas Torah. The fact that it was only discussed as a question implies the Kohen does not go to battle, like the Rambam says. But how do you do with the Gemaras that clearly say the Kohen does go to battle? So this is where the Birkei Yosef weighs in. The Birkei Yosef makes such a very, very simple distinction about a chiv to go to battle and a rishus, an option to go to battle. He says that although the rest of Am Yisrael has an obligation to go to battle, a Kohen does not have an obligation to go to battle, and that's what the Mordechai means, but they have an option to go to battle. So the Rambam, when the Rambam writes that they don't go to battle, now he's not talking about the Rambam. The Birkei Yosef is referring to the Mordechai. We'll try to plug this into the Rambam. But he says, the Kavanas Mordechai, de'enu muchrach lelechas ha-kohen. The Kohen does not need to go to battle. U'mishim hachi, for that reason, ba'i Kohen ma'u b'ifas Torah. The Gemara therefore entertains the question that can he be with Ifas Torah? Me'achar di'itochin, the Kohen lo yared b'socha mocham. He may not go there. V'cheven de'sagi medina de'lo lizel, the Kohen, since he does not need to go, it's not required for him to go, enu muchrach de'chishari, Rachmanav Ifas Torah, gam the Kohen. It's not so clear that he should be permitted. Meaning when the Kohen, if the Kohen so chooses to fight in the Mechama, would that then allow him to be with Ifas Torah or not? By Yisrael, there's a chiyuv for a Yisrael to fight. So then it's Pashut, the Heter Ifas Torah applies. But by a Kohen where he does not have to fight, but if he wants to, that's where the question is raised. So that's perhaps how we can understand the Rambam as well. The Rambam, who says that the Ifas Torah, the Kohen, that's when the Kohen chooses to go, okay, so then it'll be mutter, like the Birkei Yosef says. And when it comes to the Kohen choosing to go, so then that's what the Mishnah itself is talking about. Now, the challenge with that is as follows. The reason why some Achronim tried to apply this Birkei Yosef to explain the Rambam, that the Kohen could go to battle if he chooses to. The difficulty is as follows. What's the difficulty? What's the challenge with this suggestion within the Rambam? The Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol to Amana can eino bichoze. He can't go back. A Kohen Hedo to Chalutza Grusha can't go back. Why not? If his only reason he's going is because he opted to fight, so how can you say, oh, once you decided, you can't go back anymore? He doesn't have to be there in the first place. He chose to go. So why can we say eino chose? He doesn't go back. He should have full rights to go back. He chose to go. He could choose to leave. So that's why it's difficult to say this in the Rambam, unless you want to say, once you opt in, there's no opting out. The opting is an option. But opting out, once you've signed the papers you want to go fight, then you can't opt out anymore. That's the way you have to explain if you think that this is what the Rambam means, that he only has an option to choose in, but not an option to choose out. That would be one suggestion of the Rambam, of no chiv, but there's a rishus to go fight. The second suggestion is found from the Dov Misharim. He deals with the question head on, as opposed to the Birkei Yosef, which is dealing with the Mordechai. And now, it was a fascinating discussion. If you had a chance to meet it, you didn't follow, perhaps, I don't know. It's a fascinating Gemara in Chulin about the Basar Nechira that was brought in from the Midbar. They did not have a Chiv Shchit in the Midbar. Was that meat brought in as well when it came to entering Eretz Yisrael? Just because we're close to the 9 days. If Yosef Engel has a fascinating Shaila, he wanted to know, the question was raised to him, whether or not meat that was shechted before the 9 days, can you eat it during the 9 days? In other words, Rama writes, you should hide a shechting knife during the 9 days. You can't shecht during the 9 days. But maybe if it was shechted prior to the 9 days, maybe meat would be allowed. Now, certainly we don't paskin that way. That would uproot the entire 9 days of not having meat. But either way, he raises that shaila, and he tries to bring a parallel from this Gemara the bas nechira, which is again meat that was not shechted, which was allowed in the midbar, if it was already killed before they entered Eretz Yisrael, does that have a chalos heter while moving into Eretz Yisrael? So that's just a question he was dealing with. You know, you didn't really need that to get to the answer, but the last paragraph, the Dovid Misharm gives the following suggestion. He says, what the Rama means that the Kohanim would not go out to fight, it means they wouldn't go out to fight. But they would be mesapkin mai mazon. They would help bring water, bring food, and behind the scenes, they'd help support the various soldiers. And the chiddush is as follows. The chiddush is that although they're not fighting, the heter of eish yisifas toar, although we would think it only applies to those warriors, the ones fighting, says it even applies the heter to those who are helping the fighting, helping the war efforts. They too would have the heter of Yifas Torah. That's the chiddush of the Dov Mesharim in explaining the sheet of the Rambam, that they wouldn't fight, but the heter of Yifas Torah still applies to those who are mesapik mayim umazum. Now, what's the difficulty with this one? What?
Yeah, it's a,
Mishnah referring to what? When it says Kohen does Eino Chozer, so he means to go fight. That means Eino Chozer. The mission makes three levels here. There those who have to fight, those who go support, and those who could stay home entirely. But Eino Chozer doesn't mean they're Mesapkin Mayim Umazon. It means they have to go fight to Mechama. So it's hard to say that. That if you just look, I'll just read you the language of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in this in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, says, Kol Elu Shechozerin Me'orchei Mechama. Those who have to go back, where do they go back to do? Kishashomim divrei akoin chosen, they go back to do what? Misapkin mayin mazon lachem shebet tzava u'misakin tzadrachim. They provide food and water and they fix the highways. Those who are chosen me'orchei mechama. But those who are eino chosen me'orchei mechama, they're not going to provide food and water. They're actually going to fight. So it sounds like from the Rambam that the Kohanim are actually fighting. So it's difficult to say this in the sheet of the Rambam. So, if you had a chance to see Rav Zsolti in the Mishnah Shavetz, this seems to be, at least in my mind, the clearest answer for understanding the sheet of the Rambam. And I know we didn't see this yet. We already referenced it last week, but the Mishnah at the end of the parak talks about Mechames Rishus and Mechames Mitzvah, and we'll appreciate when we see this inside itself. But a Mechames Mitzvah is Kibush Haaretz. When Yeshua ben Nun led Am Yisrael to overtake the land, to conquer Eretz Yisrael proper. And then there's Mechemes Rishus, which is where if the Melech wants to expand the borders, he wants to show his might, he wants to expand the covenant of the Melucha, that's called Mechemes Rishus. Those are the differences between Mechemes Mitzvah and Mechemes Rishus. And the Mishnah says, Mechemes Mitzvah, let's do this way. Mechemes Rishus, that's when you apply Orchei Mechama, the heter of who goes back. That's by a voluntary Mechama, Mechames Rishus. But Mechames Mitzvah, everyone has to go back. HaKol Yotzen, afilu Kala Mechupasa has to go fight. There's no heter of Orchei Mechama. No one's Chozer may Mechama of a Mechames Mitzvah. Only Mechames Rishus is their heter to go back. Fine. Now, just as a side point, we'll touch a little bit about women later on in the week maybe. But the Radbaz asks on the Rambam just quotes from the Mishnah there, why are women going to fight? Kal mechupasa? Women don't fight. Kokvude bas melech, nashim lav b'nei k'nivash, they're not fighting, they're going out to war? How could that be? Radbaz says they're not going out to war. Either what it means is, when kala yotze mechupasa, means she can't celebrate sheva brachos yimei chupasa if her husband, a chasen, is going out to war. But she's not going to fight, of course, that's one answer. And the second entity says, no, they're not going to fight, but they've been mesapkin mayim umazon. They're helping support behind the scenes, but they're not going to fight. Fine. Either way, by Mechemes Mitzvah, everyone goes to fight, and Mechemes Rishus, you have the heterim of those who are chozer. The Rambam's Mechadesh says, the Mishnah Shavetz, that even in Mechemes Mitzvah, that everyone goes to fight, Kohanim do not have to go fight. They don't go fight. They have the heter of the Eretz Yisrael is not their nachala. Even though everyone else is fighting the Mechemes Mitzvah to overtake the land, that's Mechemes Mitzvah, it's fighting for Eretz Yisrael. Since a Kohen is not Nochel, he's not Zochel, Lenachel, Eretz Yisrael, he does not fight even in Mechemes Mitzvah. That's what the Chiddush of the Rambam is. So this says Rav Zsolti as follows. Rav Zsolti says there's a big distinction between Mechametz Mitzvah and Mechametz Rishus. Mechametz Mitzvah, the Melech plays a very insignificant role. He doesn't decide to fight. Hashem said, go fight Mechametz Mitzvah. Go overtake Eretz Yisrael. Bezdin is the one that's overseeing. The Chovas Sibur that everyone must participate in, with the exception of Kohanim. Milchemes Rishus is the Melech says, I want to expand the borders. I want to show my kavod, my greatness, my malchus is even greater. So he does not need to consult with Beis Din. The Melech acts on his own as a Chovas HaMelech. Not a Chovas HaTzibur, a Chovas HaMelech. So now once the Melech is the one who's officiating the Milchemes Rishus, he has the right to make everyone fight, even the Kohen's allowed to fight. The Kohen's heter, his patur, is only when it comes to Mechametz Mitzvah, that a Chovas Tzibur, he's not part of the Chovas Tzibur of overtaking Eretz Yisrael. He's pater from that Chovas Tzibur. When it comes to Mechametz Rishus, which comes from the Chovas HaMelech, the Melech could do whatever he wants. He could pull in all the Kohanim to start fighting as well. And then when you have that, Mechametz Rishus, and he could bring everyone, then you could start applying the heterim of this person's chozer mechama, that person's chozer mechama. Oh, that Kohen could go back. Oh, he's married to an almana, grusha, chutzah. They don't have the heter of orchem mechama. So I'll say this again. Mechametz mitzvah, everyone fights. The Mishnah says clearly, everyone must fight. Afilu kal mechupasa must go out and fight. May not mean actual fighting by the kal, like we said, but everyone goes out to fight. That's a chovas sibur. And the Rambam says it's a special heter that the Kohen does not need to fight the Chovas Tzibur, because Mechametz Mitzvah is for Eretz Yisrael, and they have no chedek by Eretz Yisrael. Mechametz Rishus, it's when the Melech decides, I want to expand my borders. It's not, he does not consult Beis Din. He's acting on his own. The Melech has the right to do whatever he wants. So he says, I'm expanding the border to Chovas HaMelech now. A Chovas HaMelech, he could force everybody to fight, even Kohanim. The Kohanim do not have the patur of not owning the land, because they're not fighting for Eretz Yisrael anymore. They're fighting for outside Eretz Yisrael. They're going beyond the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And then the Kohanim are included in the battle. And that's Mechametz Rishus. But once you're in the realm of Mechametz Rishus, the Torah added, there are still Peturim even of the Mechametz Rishus, even though it's a Chovas HaMelech, they still have the Peturim of the person who's Bona Bais, Lechoncho, a Kerem, who was in Mechalo, all the Heterim start applying to the Mechametz Rishus. But if a person did an Issi, that married someone who's Aser, a Kohen Gadol to Almana, or Kohen Hedyo to Grusha Chalutza, since they're violating an Iser, they do not have the heter of being Chozer Mechama. But again, the default is, everyone is Chayiv to fight in Mechametz Rishus, even a Kohen, and then you start pulling away all the heterim that apply to Mechametz Rishus. And this is very, very clear. Says the Rav Zsolti, he brings a raya as follows. In Hilcha Shmita V'Yovel, in that same Perek Yud Gimel, the halacha right before him, halacha Yud Beis, is where he said that he said the heter of the Levi not fighting. Then he says, Yirar Eli, it appears to me, She'ein Dvar Mamurim, this is only true, Be'eretz She'nichas Ale Bris La'av Mitzvah Yaakov, that only the Eretz Yisrael proper do Levim not get a chelek barat because they have no shaychus to Eretz Yisrael in terms of the land. Aval shar kalaratos shekovesh melech malcha Yisrael, which in essence is a milchemes rishus, then harei kohanim valevim ba'osin aratos ubebizason, in the land itself and in the spoils of war, kechol Yisrael. So the Rambam is pretty clear that there's distinction of rishus versus mitzvah, which is the same thing as saying Eretz Yisrael, which is a mitzvah, versus Shar Kalratos, which is a Rishus. That is the exact distinction of when Levim do have Chelek Baretz versus when they're not, and that's what's going to dictate whether they fight in the war or whether they do not fight in the war. Okay, so we'll stop here, and tomorrow we're going to deal with this Mishnah here that says about a Kohen who marries a Chalutza, even though Chalutza is only an Issur Midrabanan, why they mention this as an example. Okay, let's set up the table outside, or maybe a couple of tables.